Mr. Lou.
I
Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Buon Pasquale. Esso ego alleluia. Buenas noches. That's not in Spanish for, well, it must be. They said so. OK. Okay. Happy Easter. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day to rejoice, to put on a happy face if you cannot feel the joy of the salvation, the healing that God sent his son Jesus to rise from the dead. There's the story of Mary Magdalene who goes to Rome to tell Tiberius Caesar, who's an emperor, a wretched emperor, sending Christians to the lions, believers to the lions. Did you all know that in our story? Hello, some aren't voting again. You knew that? Okay. Yeah, and so Mary Magdalene wanted to tell Tiberius Caesar about the resurrection of Jesus, and he said, no human being can rise from the dead. That would be like an egg that she was carrying that was white turning red. And immediately after his mouth opened, that egg turned red. And pause for a moment to be mindful of our God who shows us how to love. And praise of our God who feeds us at the table of word, God's living word. Lord, have mercy. And praise of our God who dined at the supper before he died, something families can learn from Jesus. Start dining again. Christ, have mercy. And praise of our God who gives us Easter joy, a life in which depression, defeat, even death has no dominion. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us give glory and praise to God.
Thank you. psalm, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad."
Above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Now I invite you to join with us in singing the Easter sequence that's been set to music in number 176 in your books. Christ the Lord is risen today. Please sing along with us.
Oh,
Still dark. She saw the stone removed from the tomb. So Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. And Mary told them, "They have taken away the stone tomb of Jesus, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran. The other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb. But the cloth that covered his head was rolled up in a separate place. And the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and he believed, for they did not yet understand the scriptures that he had to rise from the dead. Sisters and brothers, the good news, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.